Hey, welcome to Selling People, Not a Process. This is Addie Green. How are you guys doing? I know it's been a little while since I've talked to you. I was doing a post on LinkedIn and just felt like this was going to be very podcast worthy. I kind of want to start it off with a quote from Winston Churchill, and I want you to let it sink in. The positive thinker sees the invisible, feels the intangible, and achieves the impossible. So think about that. So the positive thinker, today's podcast is going to be about that your daily, the way you view your day whenever you first wake up is going to basically be how it's going to determine the outcome of your day. So your daily mindset outcome and determines your success. The reason that I wanted to do this is because, you know, you guys already know that I do consulting all over the United States. And you know, one of the things that I see inevitably is that there's always a bunch of excuses as to why people don't have the success that they want. Either, you know, the company won't do this for me, or if I had these tools, which can be somewhat true. But you know, it's always something, and I hear, and it's like whenever I get, you know, in the field with these people, I have to immediately try to change their perspective before we can even go out and be successful for the day. And I've seen it as an epidemic among sales professionals, and it really boils down to that people are becoming more of an excuse than a solution. I've never, ever been that way. You know, my success is determined by me. And, you know, nobody controls my success. It's, you know, if I see an obstacle, I view it as a challenge. I welcome it. And, you know, it's something that I need to try to figure out a way to overcome. So nobody ever said that getting from point A to point B was always going to be a straight line. Sometimes you have to take several different rabbit trails and detours to be able to get to point B. And being that critical out-of-the-box thinker and having that positive mindset is definitely going to be key to overcoming those challenges and those obstacles. I mean, I firmly believe that anything worth having is worth working your butt off for. You know, it shouldn't be handed to you. It doesn't teach you how to overcome adversity. And part of what we do as salespeople, the majority of our lives is overcoming adversity. It's the ability to be able to overcome objections and to build trust and to change the mindset of the potential client that you're in front of. And so why are we not applying that to our daily life? You know, even biblical principle tells you that the power of life and death lies within the tongue. So if you're speaking positive things over your life, you'll see positive outcomes. If you're speaking negative things into your life, you're going to see a lot of negativity. So, you know, when your feet hit the floor in the morning, instead of the words, I can't, I won't, I'm not able to, any of these, why not change that to I can, I will, I am, and I do. And I want you to do that for 30 days. I want you to take a 30-day challenge, and I want every time something negative about your place of work creeps into, or what you're doing or the product that you're representing creeps into your mind, I want you to stop and speak positive over that. Instead of I can't, say I can. Instead of I won't, say I will. You know, instead of this is how things are, say I am. I'm an overcomer. I welcome these challenges. I take these things. And I challenge you to do that for 30 days and see the difference that it's going to make in your life, not only in your work life, but even in your personal life. You know, I think that the more you can look at things and see a silver lining, I think the more success that you can have in every facet of your life. But, you know, speaking on the professional side, I think that if you will take and you know, set daily goals, have daily affirmations, you know, almost like the Saturday Night Live skit, you know, I'm good enough, you know, and, you know, you're staring yourself in the mirror, but write your daily affirmations on the mirror, you know, in the morning so that you can see them, carry them with you and have those power of positive confession things, you know, that you can. Circumstances are always going to be stacked against you. I mean, that's just the way life is. It's, you know, I don't see very many people in this world that truly have everything handed to them on a silver platter. And for those that do, I don't know that they genuinely appreciate it because they didn't have to work for it. But I want you to take a look at whatever situation you may be dealing with professionally. And if it's you don't feel like that you're getting the support that you need to be successful, then create your own support system for it. You know, just don't buy into the excuses. Go out and challenge yourself to be able to make a difference in this world. Challenge yourself to make a difference in the lives that you come across every single day, and see if it really changes the outcome of what you're doing and your success. So I'm going to keep this very short today. Like I said, I really felt led to speak to you guys and say, you know, you really have got to change things. People have always asked me, you know, why do you have the successes that you have? And it's, I just don't believe in the word I can't. You know, I don't believe in the word no. And, you know, I look at a no as an opportunity. You know, everybody asks me, you know, how do you overcome objections? And I say, you know, no to me means not yet. It means that I did not educate the person enough to be able to make a buying decision. And you know what? It does. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I got up this morning and walked on the water. I don't convert everything. I don't sell everything, but I do have a very high close percentage. And the reason that I do is because I genuinely care about the person that's sitting across from me and making it more about them than me, and meeting their needs and be a solution for them instead of, you know, instead of just an added problem or a salesperson that's sitting across from them. You know, I take all of that stuff very seriously. I want to be able to impact their lives, but also too, I'm very passionate about the products and services that I represent, that they are the best. And if I truly believe that, then how could anyone ever tell me no to the point to where I'm going to believe that it was a no? You know, and, you know, if it boils down to realistically, they don't need the products or services that I can, I'm still going to try to find a way to be able to assist that person somewhere in their life, you know, with any type of professional development, sales skills, anything like that. So, you know, it's like I said, it's a mindset thing. So like take a 30-day challenge. I encourage you guys to take that positive mindset and to apply those principles every morning when your feet hit the floor. Set your daily goals, believe that you're an overcomer, believe that you can accomplish anything that you set your mind to, regardless of the circumstances that you're against. So I'd love to hear from you and your successes, the kind of way that you start your sales day. Yeah, you can email me at eddie@tierlevel.com. That's eddie@tierlevel.com. And if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, we'd love to hear you. If you'd like to be a guest on this podcast, shoot me over a quick message and we'll set it up. I can remote you in on your phone, and I'd love to hear your best practices as well. So guys, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon.